Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. And you're going to be glad you're with me because we got John Deeney. John's back. John is a longtime 13, almost 14-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of 11 Things You Absolutely Positively Must Know About Selling Your Business. And also 103 Tips for Better Hiring. He's the leading alternative board franchisee leader in the galaxy. And he's our good friend, John Deeney. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Love to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. Hey, John, one of the things that I've seen throughout my career is the mucking up that so many business managers and owners do with year-end holiday bonuses, holiday gifts, and also what they call year-end performance bonuses.
Right.
And it's typically more associated with companies that don't do annual reviews, which, you know, on a timely basis, meaning if you're hired in August, your annual review's in August every year. And so there's the benevolence, the good-hearted intentions of this activity really creates problems, doesn't it?
It does, because they take gift-giving and meld it together with profitability and employee performance and try and cut one check that kind of communicates their care for the employee and the performance review and a sharing in the success of the company all in one quick number. And it just doesn't work. The employees don't understand it. You don't get the impact as a business owner on the performance or on the reaction of the employees. A good example of that is every year I have, you know, dozens of employers I work with, small business owners that do that, that cut some sort of check, and we'll talk about the process in a minute, mm-hmm. but, you know, and then they all complain. They say, you know, nobody said thank you. You know, I had one person say thank you.
That happens all the time.
Yeah, and, you know, I think the reason for that is because the employees aren't sure what they got it for.
Well, but I'm going to tell you something. The no thank you thing has nothing to do with what you're talking about, because we've given, you know, over the years in other businesses that I've owned, I've given, you know, clearly it's a holiday gift. It's not mm-hmm. a performance thing, and yet still no thank yous, you know, and. It's amazing.
But yeah, actually, when I wrote on this a couple of weeks ago, I had a couple people who were clearly employees post long comments on the column about, well, I always felt it was just my part of my compensation.
Really?
I thought I was underpaid anyway, and I deserved bonuses at Christmas. I mean, you know, all this stuff about why I shouldn't have to say thank you.
Right. Unbelievable.
You know, but a gift is a gift.
Yeah.
You know, a gift, you know, you tell people this is a gift, and if you're going to share profits or give some sort of additional compensation based upon the success of the company, you should do that separately.
Exactly.
And it's the same way with performance reviews. I knew a company years back that had a good year, and they gave out bonuses. And the biggest bonus they gave was to their top salesperson. They gave him a check for $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And the next year, the company really struggled. They lost a couple major accounts, and they had a real hard time of it. And they puzzled for hours over whose bonus was going to be reduced by how much, because they didn't have the same amount of money to give out. And they decided that the salesman had done an outstanding job, and it wasn't his fault, and while everybody else got a third of what they got the year before, they gave him a check for $800, almost as much. And, you know, they got to the company party, and people started opening the envelopes. We won't talk about that as a wise idea.
That's not a wise idea. Exactly.
No. And he opened his envelope, and he took one look at it, and he said, "You so-and-sos," and he walked out the door and never came
back. I'll be darned. I'm telling you, folks, you got to be careful. John's right. Please, 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 if you do not connect the performance bonus or the year-end bonus, don't even do a year-end bonus. You do that in January or February or something, and don't connect that with the holiday gift. Please don't do that. It's just trouble. 22, stay back, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.